At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is a new deep dive from AI Unraveled, created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. Make sure to like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts to stay updated with all our deep dives. Welcome to The Deep Dive, where we take a stack of sources, articles, research notes, and, well, we pull out the most important insights to help you get informed quickly. Today, we're diving deep into the AI news from just one pretty pivotal week in July 2025. Our mission: make sense of this incredibly fast pace and figure out what truly matters for you.
It really is astonishing, isn't it? Just 1 week. And the AI landscape, it just transforms. It's almost hard to keep up. These sources, they're more than just news reports. They're like a live snapshot of where everything's heading.
Yeah.
You know, from the tech breakthroughs to the ethical debates and these huge, huge investments, it's all happening at once.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're listening and thinking about how to advance your own career in this field, which is moving so fast, Etienne Newman has actually put together some fantastic resources. His AI certification prep ebooks and audiobooks cover a whole range: Azure AI Engineer Associate, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification, the AWS Certified AI Practitioner Study Guide, Azure AI Fundamentals, and Google Machine Learning Certification, too. They're really designed to help you get certified and boost your skills. You can find them all at djamget.com. We've got the links in the show notes for you. Okay, so let's jump right into it. The biggest theme, I think, coming out of this week's news, it really feels like the evolution of AI agents. It's like AI is growing up, getting way more capable.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. OpenAI, for instance, they've unveiled this general purpose AI agent right inside ChatGPT. It's designed to handle complex digital tasks for you autonomously. And the key thing here is that ChatGPT now has, and they're calling it, full computer-like capabilities.
Wow, full computer-like capabilities. What does that actually mean?
It means it can literally run apps, organize your files, act almost like a, you know, a digital assistant with its own little operating system. And they've also released new specialized ChatGPT agents for productivity tools like Excel and PowerPoint, helping with charts, slides, even complicated formulas.
This is not just talking anymore, it's doing.
Exactly. And get this, their model placed second in a global coding competition. It actually outperformed a lot of top human developers. That's a huge leap.
That is incredible. But it's not just OpenAI pushing this, right? Others are in the game too.
Oh, definitely not. Amazon just launched its own AI agent building platform, basically making it easier for developers everywhere to build, deploy, and scale up these autonomous AI agents.
Okay. And they also introduced something called Kiro.
Right. Kiro, it's an AI-powered IDE, so an integrated development environment for coders. It brings AI code generation, optimization, deployment, all that stuff right into the developer's workflow.
And Google's back in the game with something like Duplex, making phone calls.
Yeah, they're reviving those kinds of capabilities. Remember Duplex booking appointments with a natural voice? It sounds like their latest AI models can do that now, make real phone calls again.
Interesting. And there was another one, Reflection AI.
Yes, Reflection AI launched Asimov. It's a coding assistant, but its focus is more on reasoning and making the code easier to read and understand.
So what's the big picture here? What does this shift towards agents really signal?
Well, it's fascinating because we're clearly moving beyond simple chatbots or prompt response systems.
Mm-hmm.
What we saw this week is AI that can genuinely act like an assistant across pretty complex digital environments. You can perform multi-step tasks, solve tricky problems, even, as we saw, outperform humans in specific skilled areas like coding. And this naturally raises a big question, right? What does this mean for how we work, how we interact with technology day to day?
It definitely makes you think. And if you're listening and feeling inspired to, you know, maybe start building with these tools yourself or just want to understand the foundations better, Etienne Newman's AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit is an incredible resource. It's packed with AI tutorials, PDFs, audio, videos, and those certification guides we mentioned. It's really designed to help you get started building with AI. Again, links are in the show notes at djamgay.com.
Okay, shifting gears a bit. AI isn't just a personal assistant anymore. This week showed it's really starting to reshape entire industries in fundamental ways.
Absolutely. It's getting really interesting now. Take entertainment and media. Netflix. They've officially confirmed they're integrating generative AI tools right into their production pipeline for shows, movies.
Seriously? So AI helping make the actual content we watch?
Exactly. They even confirmed their first use of AI-generated visual effects in a major production. It's not theoretical anymore. And for maybe smaller creators, LTXV expanded its limits. Users can now create AI videos up to 60 seconds long. So more accessible AI video tools, too. What about other sectors? Transportation? Finance?
Huge moves there, too. Uber laid out these major plans for a fleet of 20,000 AI-powered self-driving taxis.
20,000? That's ambitious.
Very. And it includes a big partnership with Baidu Apollo. This isn't just a small test. It's a serious scaling effort. And then in finance, Anthropic is tailoring its AI model, Claude, specifically for financial services.
How so?
They're focusing on secure, compliant AI solutions. Think banking, insurance, fintech. It shows they understand the, you know, the very specific regulated needs of that industry.
That makes sense. And what about science and health? That always feels like a critical area for AI.
Definitely. And some profound advancements this week. The UK activated a new AI supercomputer. It's dedicated specifically to research on detecting diseases like skin cancer, even bovine illness in cattle. Could really speed up diagnostics.
Wow.
And there's a new autonomous lab announced it combines robotics and AI. The goal is to test and identify advanced materials 10 times faster than humans can.
10 times faster.
Yeah. Plus, a new AI model was reported that predicts adverse drug interactions with unprecedented accuracy. And MIT researchers introduced a new AI framework to simulate and evaluate complex treatment outcomes. Think multifactorial treatments, pushing towards more personalized medicine.
So connecting the dots here, these aren't just small tweaks.
Not at all. These are foundational shifts. They promise new efficiencies, yes, but also entirely new discoveries, maybe better safety measures. AI is moving from just helping out to really driving the core operations and innovation in these crucial sectors.
Okay. So with all this potential, it's no surprise. The next theme is the sheer scale of investment and the strategic maneuvering going on. The money flowing this week is just mind-boggling.
It really is. It feels like an infrastructure arms race. Look at Meta. They outlined their superintelligence strategy, anchored by, and this is the quote, hundreds of billions in AI data centers.
Hundreds of billions.
That's the plan. They want to be the largest LLM training hub on Earth. It's a massive physical infrastructure play. Even OpenAI, which is huge, just entered a multi-billion dollar deal to run its ChatGPT workloads on Google Cloud.
So they need more compute power, too.
Everyone needs more compute. And then you have Elon Musk's SpaceX investing $2 billion into his xAI startup. Again, signaling a huge investment in compute power. These aren't just software investments. They're foundational bets on building the massive infrastructure needed for what comes next, maybe even superintelligence.
And beyond just building data centers, what about company strategies, new products?
Also fascinating. Mira Murati, you know, the former OpenAI CTO, her new startup apparently hit a $12 billion valuation. And there are whispers about a novel reasoning engine they're developing, something fundamentally new in how AI thinks.
$12 billion already. Wow.
Yeah. And Thinking Machine Labs, that's led by ex-DeepMind engineers, they're close to launching a product after raising $2 billion. Another potential heavyweight.
So new players emerging with serious backing. What about the established giants, NVIDIA?
Right, NVIDIA. They resumed selling their H20 AI chips to China, but under new export controls. CEO Jensen Huang made it clear, though restrictions on military use remain, it shows that tightrope walk between business and geopolitics.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. And OpenAI might be building office software?
That's the report. An AI-first productivity suite to compete directly with Microsoft 365 and Google Workspace.
Taking on the giants.
It seems like it. What's really striking is the sheer scale of capital being deployed. It reflects this race not just to build better models, but to own the physical infrastructure, the compute, needed to train and deploy potentially superintelligent AI. It's a clear sign of long-term vision. Huge commitment from the major players.
Speaking of big moves and vision, this might be a good moment to mention something for our listeners who are innovators or tech leaders themselves. If you're looking to, you know, elevate your authority, reach a really engaged audience, AI professionals, researchers, decision makers, you might consider becoming a sponsored guest right here on AI Unraveled. It's a chance to share your insights, your projects, your vision in a dedicated interview segment. You can learn more about this thought leadership partnership and how it could benefit your brand. Just apply at djamgaysetech.com/unraveled. We've got the link in the show notes, of course.
Okay, but it's not all just rapid progress and investment, is it? This week also surfaced a lot of the tricky stuff: ethics, safety, societal impact.
Absolutely critical conversations. And they were definitely happening this week. On the regulation side, Meta chose not to join the EU's voluntary code of practice on AI. That raises immediate questions about, how effective self-regulation can really be.
Yeah, opting out sends a message. It does. And then multiple watchdog reports came out saying top AI firms have, and I quote, unacceptable safeguards for handling high-risk models. That's pretty concerning.
Definitely. What about governments? Are they getting more involved?
Seems like it. We saw the UK activating that AI supercomputer for health and agriculture research. That's government investment in AI for public good. Politically, there was news about Trump's proposed $70 billion AI and energy investment package aiming to position the US for leadership. And Elon Musk's XAI launched Grok for government, targeting federal use cases. So governments are both investing and becoming potential customers.
But then there's the darker side. The misuse and consent issues seem to be escalating.
They really do. There's been a reported surge in deepfake, and especially these nudify AI websites. They digitally alter images, often creating non-consensual explicit content. And apparently, they're making millions. It's an urgent ethical and regulatory nightmare.
That's deeply disturbing. And the Hugging Face platform issue.
Yeah, an investigation found thousands of unauthorized AI models on Hugging Face, models that replicate real people, like celebrities or potentially anyone, without their consent. And WeTransfer got backlash for updating its terms, which reportedly gave them broader rights to train AI on user uploads. People are, understandably, very sensitive about how their data is used for training.
So the consent piece is becoming a major battleground.
It absolutely is, and it highlights this fundamental tension. As AI gets more powerful and widespread, the need for strong ethical rules, proper regulation, and really clear user consent just becomes paramount. It's this constant balancing act.
Yeah.
How do you encourage innovation while ensuring responsibility?
What about security? New threats emerging?
Always. Security research has found a way to attack Google Gemini's prompt system using invisible HTML hidden in emails. It could be used for pretty sophisticated phishing attacks. It's subtle, but potentially dangerous.
But there are defenses being built too.
Thankfully, yes. Google's own internal AI security platform, they call it Big Sleep, apparently detected and stopped a major cyber attack this week. So the defense is evolving alongside the threats. And on a different safety note, Roblox rolled out new AI-powered safety tools for its teen users, things like better content moderation and analyzing behavior for risks.
That's good to see. It's also interesting, you mentioned earlier that AI isn't always making everyone more efficient.
Right, that study about senior developers, it found they actually became less efficient when they relied too heavily on AI code suggestions. It really highlights that there's a human learning curve here. It's not just about plugging AI in, it's about integrating it thoughtfully, finding the right balance. Wholesale adoption isn't always the answer.
Okay, finally, let's touch on the people driving all this. The talent war and the corporate maneuvering seem really intense right now.
Oh, absolutely. The human element is arguably the most critical piece in this whole AI race. The talent war is definitely heating up. Meta, for example, reportedly poached another two senior AI researchers from OpenAI this week. From their reasoning and alignment teams, no less.
Key people.
Very key people. It's not just hiring, it's acquiring strategic brainpower. And then there was that drama where Google apparently hired the CEO of a smaller AI company, Windsurf AI.
Right, and OpenAI was rumored to be trying to buy that company.
Exactly. So Google hiring the CEO effectively killed OpenAI's acquisition deal. It shows how competitive these moves are, right down to individual leadership. But it's not all expansion. Scale AI, a big player in data labeling, laid off 13% of its workforce, citing rising competition and costs. So even in this boom, there are pressures.
So even the support industries are feeling it.
Yeah, it seems so. And this competition, it underscores just how vital human capital is. Companies aren't just buying tech or compute. They're desperately trying to acquire the minds behind the breakthroughs. That's what really shapes the competitive landscape long term. And you see this competition everywhere, right down to the tools we might use. ChatGPT apparently just passed 900 million downloads. That's a huge user base and a growing challenge to Microsoft's Copilot in that productivity space.
Wow, 900 million downloads. Okay, well, that was quite a week in AI. From these incredibly advanced AI agents, the way industries are being fundamentally reshaped, those massive investments, and of course, the critical ethical and safety conversations. Our goal here on the Deep Dive, as always, is just to help you cut through that noise and really focus on the core insights.
And maybe a final thought to leave you with. Just consider how quickly our idea of what's impossible or futuristic is changing. Week by week, with updates like these, what does that really mean for our roles as humans in this landscape? What new possibilities does this week's news open up for you? And maybe just as importantly, what new responsibilities does it signal?
That's a great question to ponder. We really hope you gained some valuable insights from this deep dive today. And don't forget, Etienne Newman has put together those fantastic resources to help you master these technologies if you're looking to dive deeper. Check out his AI certification preparation ebooks and audiobooks covering Azure, Google Cloud, AWS, and more. Plus, the AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkits packed with tutorials and PDF, audio, video, and guides to get you building with AI. Everything's available at djamgettech.com, and all the links are right there in the show notes. And one last reminder for the AI innovators and tech leaders listening. If you want to elevate your authority and share your vision with our audience, consider becoming a sponsored guest on AI Unraveled. You can find out more about that leadership partnership and apply at djamgettech.com, lapsonlinetake.com. Again, link in the show notes. Please do like and subscribe to AI Unraveled on Apple Podcasts if you haven't already. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive.